Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, January 12th. Some leaders across the Middle East have condemned the U.S. and U.K. airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen in response to the group's attacks against commercial ships in the Red Sea. A U.S. military official says the U.S. and coalition forces hit more than 60 targets Thursday. The Houthis' military spokesperson says the strikes killed five people and injured six others, and that this wouldn't stop the rebel group from launching more attacks on shipping. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S., quote, will stand fully prepared to defend itself.
These attacks have got to stop. And we're talking about one of the most important international waterways in the world. We know people are anxious there about escalation. We are too. And again, everything we're doing and everything we're trying to do is to prevent any further escalation.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak echoed those sentiments during a visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
Our aim is very clear. It's to de-escalate tensions and to restore stability to the region. We have acted in self-defense.
A senior defense official says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered and monitored the strikes in real time from the hospital as he's being treated for prostate cancer. Iowans will caucus in the first test of the 2024 election on Monday, and they may have to bundle up. Forecasters say it could be the coldest caucus in Iowa history as the central U.S. braces for a brutal blast of cold Arctic air. The cold could head as far south as Texas, where it's expected to test the state's vulnerable power grid for the first time this season. Here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott, courtesy of KEYE.
There will be ultra cold temperatures. We want to make it through this episode, protecting the life of every Texan.
More than 25 million people from Washington to Illinois are under wind chill alerts that'll feel as low as 50 degrees below zero. The winter weather is also mixing with the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX 9 planes with plug doors, with flight tracking site FlightAware showing more than 2,000 flight cancellations nationwide as of Friday afternoon. Federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty against the white gunman who killed 10 black people in a racially motivated mass shooting in Buffalo, New York back in 2022. It's the first time the Justice Department has signed off on pursuing the death penalty under President Joe Biden, and some relatives of those killed in the shooting shared mixed emotions. Mark Talley is the son of victim Geraldine Talley. Here he is, courtesy of WKBW.
As far as I'm concerned, I think he's getting off the hook getting the death penalty, else he won't get that suffering that I want. As long as I'm alive, whether God gives me 20, 30, or 60 years, I want to be able to see him to suffer.
The 20-year-old shooter is facing several hate crimes and firearms charges in the shooting, which took place at a supermarket. He's already serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to state charges of terrorism and murder last year. Oregon's Supreme Court decided not to weigh in on a bid to remove former President Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. Instead, it says it'll wait for the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on the issue. Colorado and Maine kicked Trump off the primary ballot after judges and officials determined that his role in the January 6th insurrection makes him ineligible for office. However, those decisions are on hold as appeals play out. SCOTUS will hear oral arguments in Colorado's case on February 8th. Trump has prevailed in other states for the same matter, such as Minnesota, Michigan, and Arizona. Up next, sweeping job cuts at Citigroup. Hey, welcome back. Citigroup will lay off 20,000 employees over the next 2 years, according to CFO Mark Mason. This comes after the company reported a $1.8 billion net loss for the fourth quarter in 2023, its worst in 15 years. The bank expects the cuts to save a $2.5 billion over the long term. Citigroup says it also plans to cut 40,000 employees from its Mexican retail unit through an IPO. Get ready for some new times for five things. Starting Monday, our episodes will drop at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and noon Eastern, as well as 3 and 6 p.m. every weekday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.